Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh. All right, guys, are you familiar with Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, very familiar with her work.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you like high-protein foods?
I mean, I have nothing against high-protein foods. I eat protein all the time.
Well, she told Elle Magazine that her go-to breakfast is a high-protein version of oatmeal. She adds egg whites to her oatmeal. Quote, right before the oatmeal is finished cooking, you just whip in an egg. And it kind of gives it this fluffy texture that is delicious. It's one of the secrets, she says, to her diet. The Jennifer Aniston egg whites in the oatmeal diet. Gator, are you going to eat that?
If you're telling me Jennifer Aniston is going to make me breakfast, and I think that's what you're telling me, hell yeah.
I'm not telling you that. Oh. I'm just saying, will you do this on your own?
Probably not. I'm not. I don't need to take the time to separate the egg white from the yolk. I happen to enjoy the yolk and the egg.
Well, you can buy like the egg beaters.
I'm not interested in that. I mean, egg beaters I buy, but I wouldn't buy the egg white egg beaters. Don't need that. So, not likely.
So this is a no for you?
Well, unless it's. So you're saying the scenario is not taking place
no,
where
your
she's
scenario,
making
no,
breakfast?
No, she's not.
I got to shoot my shot.
Hey, man, I ain't mad at you.
I got.
So you would eat it, though. I mean, you would have, like, at that point.
She
just,
made it for you.
Yeah, she made it for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Just
yeah.
Anything.
Look, baby wants 14 lemons. Baby gets 14 lemons.
It was like four. But yeah, I know what you mean. I can't. Yeah, it doesn't sound appetizing to me, like, at all. Like, this is, I've never thought putting raw eggs into oatmeal and cooking them.
You
and
cook them, yeah.
I know, but. Well,
she said cook, right?
Yeah, well it's
new
when the oatmeal's almost done, you put the egg
then
in
it
and then it cooks. Gives it the fluffy texture. It's 100% yes, I'm going to try this.
No.
It sounds great. I like oatmeal a lot.
How do you make your oatmeal?
I like to make, usually I make it in the microwave with milk because I'm out of time. In the morning, I don't have a lot of time, but.
You make it with milk?
Yeah.
Instead of water?
Yes.
Okay.
I like it with milk more than water.
Well, milk, man.
Well, everybody does it differently. I don't because I have lots of oatmeal at home, and sometimes go through phases where I have it. And when I do, I mix the packets with water, throw it in the microwave, and then I will top it with milk, like it's a cereal.
So it's a no-no and a yes, huh?
All right, what a shot!
Next up, Johnsonville. It's got a collab.
I smell another no, a yes, yes, and no this time around. Yeah, what do you got?
They are in a collab with Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper in Johnsonville?
A Dr. Pepper sausage. According to a food blogger, Snackolator on Instagram, the collab was revealed at this year's National Association of Convenience Stores show.
My kind of people.
I kind of want to talk about that, maybe.
Yeah.
Sausages come in standard links, It's a new iteration. It'll be infused with iconic flavors of Dr. Pepper, a Johnsonville Dr. Pepper sausage.
Absolutely. Hell yes, I will try this. First of all, Johnsonville brats are great. Sausages, whatever. They're all great. You want to find other ways to flavor them, I'm probably here for it. But with Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper is used in cuisine as like a glaze. So yeah, I'd try this.
So normally I would I'm mixing pop and sausage, but I've always said Dr. Pepper is like flavored barbecue soda.
There we go.
All right. So this is basically just barbecue sauce on sausage. So I'm in. I think it might be actually good.
Doug?
Well, I'm a no because of the sausage, but if they made like a turkey or a chicken sausage with this.
I'm sure for you they would.
I think it sounds great. So
just like Jennifer Aniston would serve me breakfast.
Next up, Arby's has come up and brought back their deep fried turkey gobbler sandwich. They made some changes though. It's a 1/4 pound thick sliced deep fried turkey, crispy fried onions, melted Swiss cheese, stuffing, cranberry spread, and mayo. The addition of stuffing is new for Arby's sandwiches. Previous renditions came in a round bun. This is more like a sub sandwich. Gator, are you going to eat that?
Hell yes, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat the hell out of that. And let me tell you something. I have been waiting a long time. There was a company that folded, I don't know what it's been, maybe 12 years. Capriati's was the name of the company. They were the sandwich shop. And Capriati's had a sandwich that was basically a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. It was turkey. It was the stuffing. It was a little of a gravy. It had the
I think it had cranberry.
Had cranberries like sauce, in it. Yeah. It was absolutely delicious. One of the best sandwiches I've ever had in my life. And I was sad to see that they just didn't make it here in Detroit, which sucked. So would I try this from the great folks over at Arby's who have the meats? Yes, I will.
Can you?
Gator loved that sandwich, Doug, if you can't tell. He had it at his Gatorpalooza.
I did.
He had a whole catering of these sandwiches.
I did. Yeah, I had. Yeah, there were several different sandwiches I got from Capriati's. It was like the third Gatorpalooza, I think.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. Doug refuses to go, but I'll be there.
Well, football Saturdays are a little tough for me.
Well, I usually try to plan it around it, but it's okay.
No, but I'm in. I enjoyed that sandwich. I'm thinking I'm going to enjoy this one as well from Arby's. Doug, you got to be in. It's turkey.
There is a giant hole in my heart due to the demise of Boston Market. This can help fill that hole in my heart.
Wow.
Thank you, Arby's.
Lucas on board.
Thank you.
With superfluous bread, Doug's on board.
I miss Boston Market desperately.
I see a tear. I see a tear welling up.
Like someone in my family passed. I have to tell you that Boston Market was my favorite fast casual or fast food place of all time, and I can't believe it didn't make it. It didn't make it because I liked it.
Didn't make it because you had to wait around and lines got too long.
Because it was so popular?
Yeah, because you had to wait in line for like 20 minutes. That's no longer fast.
Next up, Dairy Queen's 2025 holiday menu is here. I won't read it all, but I will give you this.
All right.
Are you interested in the new Holiday Nog Shake? Dairy Queen's Holiday Nog Shake is made with holiday nog syrup blended with soft serve and milk and garnished with whipped cream and nutmeg.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I would try this. Eggnog is interesting. I feel like it's an acquired taste. When you're a kid, you try it like, ugh. And then when you're an adult, you're like, okay. And then obviously if they throw some rum in there or whatever it is, or rum chata, whatever you want to throw in there, it makes it different. The shake portion of it, I had some like eggnog flavored ice cream before and it was delicious. So I would very much try this.
Okay, there's a yes, can you?
Yeah, I'm just not an eggnog guy, so I wouldn't try this. But I got to tell you, eggnog, everyone says it, I don't think twice. When you just say nog, I'm like, what? Nog?
Nog.
That sounds
funny
weird
word.
By itself, yes. Right?
It felt weird to say it.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Nog?
My rule on this is no captain, no sir. I am, put some captain in that. I might try it, but...
Well...
And I could mix
you
it with
do
it.
That,
yeah, I could, but I'll just make my own eggnog at home. And finally, excuse me, have you heard of Dave's Hot Chicken?
Yes, I've had Dave's Hot Chicken.
Dave's Hot Chicken specializes in chicken tenders, a lot like Raising Cane's. And they have come out with Dave's Not Chicken. Not Chicken Bites are simply florets of cauliflower. You get that crunch that you would get in a normal chicken tender, and a texture that's compared to the density of chicken. They're more like eating popcorn chicken, but inside it's cauliflower.
Why would I do that?
Gator? Are you going to eat that?
Well, why would I, why would, explain to me why I would do that if I can get like chicken nuggets,
maybe you're just in a mood for a healthier alternative.
Is it really healthier? You're still deep frying it.
Maybe you don't eat meat that day.
Well, I'm not Catholic, so yeah, no.
Okay. Can you?
Yeah, I'm out on this one. I don't know how they're going to make it the texture of chicken. It's cauliflower. Like, how tough does this cauliflower have to be?
I don't mind cauliflower.
No, I actually don't mind it either.
Deep fried,
but
fine, but let's not, I mean, that's like an appetizer for my chicken.
They're not saying this is just deep fried cauliflower. They're like trying to make it like chicken, right, Doug? It's like a...
Well, no, it's deep fried cauliflower. All right, that's all it is.
Then I don't know. I don't want it.
given that I very much like the Buffalo Wild Wings, cauliflower wings, yes. Yes, I will try this. I'll have it as a side to the tendies. So I'm in.
Yeah. Think about it as a side. I get it. You were selling it as if, like, would you get this over chicken tenders? And of course I would not.
Well, you can get it as a side too, if you so choose. So that's a no-no and a yes. All right. And there it is. That concludes another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Coming up, let's get into some NFL trade deadline stuff. There's some reporting out there, what might be going on. And I think I might know what's going to happen. I think as I zero in on this thing and I look at the big picture, I'm going to make my prediction of what they're going to do before the trade deadline. And it's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Not like something earth-shattering. We'll get to that next here on 90. All right, trade deadline. The Athletic put together sort of a trade deadline primer. ESPN's put one together regarding the Lions. Actually, they did it for every team in the NFL. I want to get into it a little bit as we are 5 days out. Today's football coverage presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Okay, so look, Colton Pouncey put it perfectly. Last year when we got to the trade deadline, Brad Holmes was trying to essentially stop the bleeding. Now, this year, and I thought that was a good way to put it. This year, they're looking at, I would say that they're trying to beef up the resume. It's a different approach.
Yeah.
An edge opposite a Hutch. Like Hutch is in the elite category, right?
Yes.
And then what are the rest of the categories? Good, average, bad, and terrible?
I would say elite, great, good, average, below average.
What would you hope to get in terms of production for the edge rusher opposite of Hutch?
I think what they've gotten from Al-Kadeem Muhammad is right on par with that. I mean, that's he's got 5 sacks.
He's top 20 in the NFL in pressures. He's top 20 in pass rush win rate. And he's top 12 in sacks.
So they have 2 of those guys.
I mean, I wouldn't say that Al-Kadeem Muhammad is elite.
No.
I'm not sure I even say he was great. He might be north of good, though. And, you know, if you want somebody opposite of Hutch, or you want a depth guy, or you want somebody so you can spell Hutch and Al-Kadeem Muhammad because you're trying to stay as healthy as you can for the postseason, I'm down with it. But can you add a player? Yes. Should you approach it like it's a crisis? No. There's always the chance to go big if the price is right. And we all know the players that get the names get kicked around. I don't think any of them are going to be made available. So we can fantasize about it, and it feels like there's reporting every day saying they're not available. But Al-Kadeem Muhammad right now is producing better than a lot of people that, you know, others say, well, you go get Arden Key. He's done more than Arden Key. He's done more than both the guys. He's got more sacks than both the guys down at Miami, right? So, you know, you could add. That doesn't mean you don't add. But let's not forget that what the Lions have right now, right here, right now, he's got twice as many sacks as Kayvon Thibodeau this year, which some people would like. The guy they have right now is getting the job done. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to continue to get the job done.
Right. If you look at the sack leaders in the NFL and you get down to the guy, like the top 15 guys or whatever, you get down to the guys that have like at least 4 quarterback sacks or whatever, there's a lot of names on the list. You're like, wow, I did not expect that. I did not expect that. So I think water will find its level at some point. But I think some guys just benefit from playing in the right situation, and Al-Kadeem Muhammad could be that guy. I mean, this isn't dissimilar from the production we saw a couple of years ago from James Houston.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember a guy named Kerry Hyder?
Yes.
I mean, we don't need Al-Kadeem Muhammad to be a long-term solution. We need him to be about a 15-game solution here. The next 15 games are going to play.
Yeah. You know? The rest of this season into the playoffs, and hey, we'll see
how many games
and,
that would be.
Yeah, I
don't think my math is math.
7 to 10, and you get, you know, could be 12, 13.
14, yeah, because if they play the first round. Anyway, cornerback. They basically played much of October without their secondary intact. Guys have been dropping like flies, but they're all expected to come back. The front line, Reed, Arnold, Amik, Branch, and Kirby, when they're in their nickel set, I would go so far as to say that's not a weakness. I go so far as to say it's a strength.
No, I to start the season, I said I think the secondary group might actually be a strength of this team. And then we saw the season unfold, and, you know, DJ Reed got hurt. Terry Arnold has been less than spectacular. He's been less than good. I mean, let's be honest. He's been a disappointment to start off. It's not that he can't correct it, because I thought last year he made a correction and was a plus player by the end of the season. We need him to get back to being that guy. And now that he'll be back healthy with this team, hopefully he can take those steps forward. But clearly, Amik Robertson loves the role that he's got with this team, and he's got tons of confidence. And a healthy DJ Reed will make a difference. But can you count on guys staying healthy the rest of the way? It would not stop me at all from exploring getting another corner. Just because they're getting healthy doesn't mean that I should feel safe about it.
No, but... Then it brings us to, how do you feel about Rocky Asin, Avante Maddox, Thomas Harper, Nick Whiteside, Arthur Mallett, Eric Hallett,
the
a.k.a. The Legion of Whom.
Legion of Whom, yes.
Who just held Baker Mayfield to a QB rating of 66.1 in that game against Detroit. And Baker Mayfield going into that game was being talked about as a leading contender for MVP. And they made his life difficult. Those guys are pretty good depth guys. This is just like, to me, this is just like the edge rusher. Could they add? Yes. Is it a crisis? No, it's not a crisis. Their depth guys got the job done, which is what you want from your depth guys. Could you add another one? Sure. And could you add a great one if the price is right? I don't mind upgrading from Terrion Arnold if the price is right, but there's not a necessity to do it.
I tend to agree that there's not the necessity. However, I have my gut is telling me that you need to explore this to find if it's possible to land a top corner. And if that's not possible, then that's not possible. And I'm fine with that. However, it should be possible to find upgrades over guys that you have on your practice squad. Or maybe guys that are the last
Rocky Sin, Avante Maddox, Thomas Harper, Nick Whiteside, Arthur Mollett, and Eric Allen.
Can you find an upgrade over one of those guys? And those guys performed more than admirably last. They were awesome last week, but I'm not counting on that every single week. So if I could find another corner that is better than that group, I'll get them. I'd go for it.
That brings us to offensive line and offensive tackle. And it really comes down to, we know the starting unit is great. I feel like this is the most attainable thing at the trade deadline is an upgrade over Skipper or Cochran. I think that's the kind of thing that you can get and can get for very little, having to give up very little. And so is it a crisis? I mean, I wouldn't call it a crisis, but they're really thin at tackle right now, considering that they've already lost Jamarco Jones, Giovanni Manu's banged up. I mean,
he's an IR. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're looking at this. This feels to me like where the bleed is. And I think it is the most predictable thing that they're going to do is they're going to add a tackle.
I think it's becoming, I don't know if it's painfully obvious, but it's pretty obvious if you're looking at a spot that you can improve the team, that you would look at the offensive tackle or offensive line position, maybe find somebody that has the versatility, but it's for a key backup role on this team and someone who you would have to feel very strongly if needed to be pressed into starting duty that you wouldn't feel bad about it at all, because you're looking for somebody that can either supplant Skipper or whomever else is on this team, or at least create competition for that, because I'm not sure how healthy Taylor Decker is going to be the rest of the way.
And it'd be nice to have somebody in there that you feel pretty good about to play, maybe even for a few weeks here to give them a chance to be healthy. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls and feedback next. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Two four eight five three nine ninety seven ninety seven. Let's get to your phone calls. Matt is in St. Clair Shores, and he is on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Matt. Matt, are you there?
Matty.
Matt?
That's not nice. Normally, Matt comes on and says, hey, guys, how you doing? Nice.
No, it doesn't. Not today.
Matt's not around.
I might be. Matt, are you there? No, nope, we lost Matt. Bob is next on 97.1. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Bob.
This is the Bob who you dragged through the mud last week when I was complaining about the Bengals-Lions game in the two-minute drill, and you proceeded to slash me apart with facts. So I'm back for another.
I don't remember the call. What was your complaint?
I didn't think the Lions did a very good job in the last 2 minutes of the first half. And then you proceeded to show me why I probably shouldn't have called.
That's okay.
Yep.
Round two, Bob. What's up?
Yep.
But now I'm back for another attempt. I don't hear anybody talking about, I think we need a better backup quarterback.
Interesting.
If Goff goes, I mean, everybody's kind of assuming that Goff's this Iron Man, he's never going to get hurt. If he goes down, I think the season is basically lost. I don't have any confidence in the backup quarterbacks.
If he goes down for the rest of the year, I would agree with you. If he goes down for a few weeks or a month, how can you survive that month and still, you know, make sure you make a playoff spot? There are teams out there with excess parts at quarterback. I'm intrigued by Russell Wilson with the Giants. Last time I saw him, he looked awful. I'm not saying that's the Russell Wilson I want. I want the Russell Wilson that's got weapons all around him, that has experience, that might be reinvigorated being a backup in Detroit. Now, if they're going to give up Jameis Winston, I'd take him first because they got the three quarterbacks there. I don't necessarily disagree with you, Bob. I don't know that we can possibly have any idea if Kyle Allen could get it done if called upon.
I think the big problem is that there are other teams that legitimately need to get a quarterback right now, and those teams are going to be the ones that'll, you know, contact the other teams for the best, you know, remaining backup quarterback, if you will, that's out there. I guess I'm crazier. I don't have a problem with Kyle Allen right now. I mean, if I could get Jameis Winston, would I rather have Jameis Winston? I'd rather have him, but I don't necessarily want to spend the resource to go get him. Because I will bank on our quarterback being healthy, knock on wood here, because that's what all good teams have to do. Of course, every good team is one hit away from, look what just happened. and some teams are in better shape than others. Kyle Allen impressed me a little bit the last couple of preseason games that he played. I thought he was so much better than he was the first game. That first preseason game, he was awful. And I was like, this is a bad situation. But then he kind of proved himself, and always playing with the backup players. I have no idea what he looks like in practice, but he looked pretty good with backup players. How would he look with that offense with the good players? Probably a lot better. So maybe I have more confidence than most in Kyle Allen.
Well, one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to walk out on that limb and make a suggestion, and then you chop the limb off and I fall 50 feet.
You go ahead. You're always welcome back, buddy.
I mean, I'm always interested in what quarterbacks people think is, look, trying to come up with somebody that's better than Kyle Allen or more proven than Kyle Allen, I don't think it's that difficult to do.
No.
I just kind of like Kyle Allen.
Your point, though, like, let's say, for instance, Atlanta makes Kirk Cousins available. You know, I've already seen people saying he's going to end up back in Minnesota. You know, is there going to be a team that's more motivated to go get Kirk Cousins or more motivated to go get Jameis Winston? There very well could be.
And there's also a money factor with him.
That is true. That is true. And when is his contract expire? Well, I don't even want to get into it. He's not coming to Detroit.
Like, yep. There are guys that I've always liked. Taylor Heinicke is a guy I've always liked.
Yep.
You know, so you can find other quarterbacks, but are they appreciably better? Did they make you feel more comfortable as a security blanket than Kyle Allen?
Yes, there's plenty of them out there that I think should be available. Well, I shouldn't say plenty. There's a few.
There might be a few, and like I said, there are other teams that are kind of desperate for a quarterback right now. They're going to look to add that guy.
I think on paper you would feel better, guys, but really backup quarterbacks are backup quarterbacks in this league for a reason. Mm-hmm. They're not that good. I think a few weeks ago I asked you guys who the best backup quarterback is. I said Marcus Mariota. Look how they're doing. Not very good. I think, Gator, you said Carson Wentz. Look how they're doing.
Well, now he's out, yeah.
These backup, I forgot who you said, Doug, but these backup quarterbacks, they can only hold water for so long. So if Goff goes down, you're screwed like any other team in this league that loses their number one quarterback.
Matt in St. Clair Shores. What's up, Matt?
That was a nice Sterling. The idea that Bob Muhammad has five sacks, so we don't need an edge rusher, is the same conversation as the Tigers lead the league in scoring, so we don't need another bat. I just feel like they're very parallel, even though it's a different sport. So
you think that Water's going to find its level with Al-Kadeem Muhammad and that he won't be as effective the last 10 games as he was the first seven?
Yeah, just like Trey Sweeney, just like Zach McKinstry.
No, that's fine. Like, I don't hate your analogy, man. I don't hate it.
Well, here's my question. As the rest of the defensive line gets healthier, and they are, with the addition of Aleem McNeil in the middle of the defensive line, which collapses the pocket, which spills people towards the edge rusher, I don't know that I agree with you. I think the production's going to be there, maybe even more so.
I just think we need, if we're going to be a Super Bowl team, we need to have a better than decent average over our franchise star. And my thought is, you call Tennessee, you give them a first-round pick, you see if you can get L'Jarius Sneed and Arden Key, and if they've got anybody as an exterior lineman, like an outside lineman, like you're mentioning, and you go one-stop shop to Tennessee. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. They need draft capital. Let's throw draft picks at them and win the Super Bowl for a change.
It'd be interesting. I thought of L'Jarius Sneed as well. He's defensive back, but he's hurt now. And I'm not sure how severe that injury is, but that's definitely a guy I'd thought of prior to an injury. And then I'm still thinking about him because if somebody's going to return in a week or two, I'd be interested.
He was just placed on injured reserve, which I think means minimum 4 weeks. Yeah. So that doesn't mean his season is done. You know, what he just proposed is the kind of trade. I mean, I wouldn't hate that.
No.
But I go like back
one-stop to one-stop shopping. Sounds good.
It's not a crisis. This team is top 10 in the NFL in quarterback pressure rate, top 6 in the NFL in quarterback sacks, and I think it's only going to get better with the addition of Aleem McNeil. However, if a deal falls in your lap that's really good, I'm not saying no. I mean, the one thing I can't help but shake is Brad Holmes. I'm sitting here predicting he's going to get a backup offensive tackle, a depth piece at offensive tackle. I'm not convinced he just is looking around for talent everywhere, just like he does in the draft. Best player available. Best player available with a price tag he can take. He might surprise us. I don't think he's taking a running back, and I don't think he's taking a wide receiver. I don't think he's trading for a running back or wide receiver. I'm not sure everything else isn't on the table. If he sees a guy at the right price that's talented, I think he might take that guy. 248-539-9797. Coming up, the best of what Dan Campbell said to the morning show yesterday, if you missed it. Some really interesting stuff from the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Got to talk a little bit about the World Series, of course. The Toronto Blue Jays might take down the Dodgers. They're up 3-2 and headed home with a lead. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Get back to your feedback in a minute. You missed this a couple days ago, Gator. Kang saw it. You know the workstations out there that we sit at?
Yeah.
There's three workstations that have access to editing bays and TV monitors and computers. You have two monitors there and do most of my show prep there. Kang was sitting in the workstation next to me. And he said something like, check this out. And I started to roll the chair over. And I just fell out of the chair. I just fell out. Like, what? I went to roll sideways like this.
Yeah.
And the whole chair fell. The whole chair toppled over.
Yeah.
And down I went. I had that moment where I thought I was going to save it.
Yeah. It's not the first. It won't be the last.
No, I just.
I'm not even mildly surprised.
I just fell out of the damn chair.
Bam, shots fired, Gator.
Well, I mean, come on. You've seen Doug sit down in a chair. Is there anybody that is more careless in a chair than Doug Karsh?
First of all, you're correct about that. I'll give you that much. You're definitely correct
about
that.
If it doesn't have wheels, I'm immediately start to tilt the chair.
But I've always wondered, like, I'm like, when I find out like an old person falls down, I'm like, how does that happen? And then I saw it happen.
Right. Oh, no.
I did it once. I've told the story.
There's
a
difference between watching Mitch McConnell walk through Congress and then seeing Doug fall. I mean, come on, Kang.
I hope there's a difference. I just fell out of the damn chair. Like, the chair just tipped over and I went down. I'm like, I have no idea how I did that. I don't even think I can recreate it. Like, it was just sliding the chair over this way. And
it honestly looked like it was someone did it to you on purpose. That's the only way that could have happened, but it didn't.
But there was nobody else there.
There was no one there. Well, he just fell.
Did anybody give thought that maybe it was a spirit?
Like a ghost?
Yeah.
I gave that no thought because I don't believe in ghosts. Hmm. Although Kang does. Do you know why Kang does?
Well, I brought it up this morning. It's Halloween right now, and I don't know if you remember this. One night, I was up. I don't even know if I was up or not. All of a sudden, I went downstairs at like 3 a.m. The TV was on for no reason. We definitely turned off the TV before we went to bed.
A little poltergeist action.
Has that ever happened to you, Gator, where you just all of a sudden
there are
something
things?
Was,
yeah, like I swear to God, I turned that light off, and then you wake up the night and the light's on. Yeah, it's interesting. You're saying this, and then I put two and two together with Doug, and my Facebook photo came up the other day, and it's one of my favorite pictures that comes up periodically. Hey, on this date, remember? But now I'm thinking about it even more and giving me a little chills. It's a picture of that I took of you and Jamie Samuelson together at a Pistons game, and you're both wearing like plaid shirts, plaid sport shirts, if you will, or collared shirts. Is this Jamie's ghost getting back at us?
Could be.
Is Samuelson messing with us?
If there is a ghost that would mess with me, it would be Jamie.
It would 100% be Jamie.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just fell out of the chair.
Maybe didn't just fall out of the chair.
Yeah, but we didn't even have a short show yesterday.
That's when Jamie
that's
was
right.
Doing,
that's when the ire would really come up.
Well, be careful of those chairs with wheels on them. Actually, all chairs are dangerous for me, but I live on the edge when I'm in a chair. We get into Jimmy's office for meetings, and I immediately tilt back.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm like, you're ready to fall down. Interesting, you're choosing like X-Files music.
I was just thinking of something creepy. I don't know.
It's creepy. It's creepy. He's going to go with Halloween. He's going to go with Friday the 13th. X-Files is equally creepy.
The unknown.
Marlon and Wall Lake writes in, gentlemen, it's time to make the trade with the Titans and get Snead here. Arnold is coming back and Reed has no timetable on his return. You'll have a nice punch, 1-2 punch at corner with Robertson in the slot. Makes too much sense. I know he's out a few weeks, but when he's healthy, he would fit perfectly.
So Snead's contract, he's got an out after this year, but he signed for a couple more. He's making $18 million this year in base salary. So you're talking probably $10 million bucks to acquire him. because you'd have his salary for the rest of the year.
What's his cap hit next year?
His cap hit next year is $20 million.
Okay, so this might not matter to Marlon, and it might not matter to, was the previous caller, Dave, Kevin, whoever it was. It matters to Brad Holmes. I don't think he wants to take on cap hits beyond this year.
I don't think he does either, because he's got players like Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell that are first-round picks that have the fifth-year option that they're going to have to pick up, and they're going to start working on extensions for them probably as soon as this offseason, maybe. Mm-hmm. And you've got guys that you're going to have to extend, like Sam Laporta and Brian Branch.
More feedback here to the Carson. And now I'm not – I think you listen, but...
Well, would I rather have Brian Branch at $20 million or Ladarius Snead at $20
million? I would rather have Brian Branch.
I would rather have Brian Branch as well.
They gave Hutchinson the contract extension so they could hide behind the fact that they're not going to make a big boy move so the public thinks, yeah, we're serious. Look how we paid our guy.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
When in reality, there's so much more to be done. That's from Duffy.
Yeah. The big boy move. And so giving somebody $180 million or whatever it was for Hutch, that's not a big boy move.
No.
That's just a cover-up for not making a big boy move.
Yep.
So making a big boy move is a cover-up for not making a big boy move. Thanks. Great. That's great insight. Do I think that the Lions could add more to this team? Yes, and they have the cap space to do it on rental basis. I think the Lions are going to be active between now and Tuesday, and specifically, I think they're going to be very active after their game on Sunday when they see what else is going on in the NFL. What this person, this texter, doesn't know is the same thing that you don't know and that I don't know. And that Jared Goff told us yesterday that nobody knows. Nobody knows who's available. Only the GMs do. And they're talking to each other. They're not talking to the press. Only they know what's going on. So as much as you may covet some big-time defensive end that you think is available, they may not be available because you don't know. I don't know.
Headline from November 5th, 2024. Howie Roseman and Eagles sit out 2024 trade deadline flurry. Okay? You don't have to make a trade to necessarily be a Super Bowl contender. If the right trade didn't come along for Howie Roseman and the Eagles last year, so they didn't pull the trigger, the same thing can be true here. There's no doubt that Brad Holmes is working the phones.
Look, there are different ways of doing things, and the Eagles made their big moves in the offseason prior to last year when they added Saquon Barkley and others. Those were big moves that they made, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why they didn't make a move at the trade deadline. There are so many factors that go into it. How much money you have to spend, what you're looking at in future caps. And if all this sets up for the Lions not doing anything, I think the reason they wouldn't be doing anything is because the player that they would want is not available to them. But wait, I don't like these preemptive, this and set it in stone, that they're not putting their big boy pants on and making a big boy move. When they literally just did that, and then the person is going to say, and don't tell me, which is the worst argument ever. No, that's the number one argument. Don't tell me I can't use the number one argument in an argument.
The thing about it is, I am also very, very intrigued. We never had a GM draft like this.
Never.
And so the idea that he keeps adding draft classes is really intriguing to me. I'm not against just letting Brad Holmes cook and do his thing. I'm not convinced he's not building a very sustainable Super Bowl contender for a long time. Draft, develop, sign. Draft, develop, sign. Then let walk. Eventually he's going to have to start cycling guys out. But
at some point you think they would have to cycle some guys out.
Jason on a cellular 97 a ticket. Hi, Jason.
Hey, thanks for letting me guys, or thanks for letting me on.
Sure.
I just wanted to bring up the point that another caller made about the backup quarterback situation and wanting to trade for someone. It doesn't matter, because if Jared Goff goes down, Kyle Allen's our best option. You know, you're not going to find someone that's going to be a better option at this point in the year. Kyle Allen knows the offense. One of you guys recommended Russell Wilson. That guy's a dumpster fire. you know, it's just a name at this point. And also to the point on Brian Branch and Laporta, you're going to have to let one of those guys walk, and you're probably okay with letting Brian Branch walk. I'm okay letting both of them walk. You can find both of those guys in the draft, especially a tight end more so, but I'm okay letting both of those guys walk if it means going after a marquee free agent instead, or re-signing a Jack Campbell to a long-term deal.
Thank you, Jason. Dave in Clinton Township, you're next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, there's going to be moves. There's not going to be some wild moves, and that's surprising to me, because if you would have asked me this question 5 years ago, I would have said, yeah, he's going to make some major stuff, because he was – Brad Holmes, when I say he, Brad Holmes was coming from an environment with tomorrow and draft picks be damned.
Yep.
Okay, the reason we didn't get a first round the first year for Stafford, they didn't have one. Okay, that's why we had to wait. And thank God we did, because they probably gave us a golf for that. So, yeah, they'll make some moves, but he's looking for what was the word you used? A sustainable system rather than tomorrow. And again, that's surprising, because when he first got here, I thought, okay, here we go. It's just, he's going to be a Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, the most all-in GM we ever had was Dave Dombrowski. He went all-in year after year after year, and it guaranteed nothing. Yeah, and there were some Red Wing teams that were successful in that regard. I strike that from the record. But yeah, the last I could think of that we had was Dave Dombrowski, and it guaranteed nothing. I mean, it's fun.
Right. And if the NFL really wanted some big moves, why don't we move the trade deadline to week 15 or 16, because there's too many damn teams still in contention to make deals?
Interesting.
That seems like a late... but I mean, would I entertain making it later than, you know, week 8 in the NFL season, or week 9, whatever this is? Maybe, but I think putting it off until December, I don't like that idea.
Mark in Oakland, you're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I know why you fell out of your chair.
Why's that?
Well, it's a lot of physics. So you had a center of gravity. Let's that know. You, when you were sliding over to take a look at the other screen, were you leaning a little bit as
yes,
you were going there?
I absolutely was leaning.
Okay. What you did is you moved your center of gravity outside the point of the middle of the chair, and you created a couple of velocity vectors, creating a moment of inertia that tended to rotate your body. And then you had a force vector of the wheels going in the opposite direction, and you just rotated about that force vector.
Mark, are you a physics teacher?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh. You have a physics background?
But general engineering and physics, yeah. So,
all right. Just staying a Holiday Inn Express?
Never mind.
We're good. Sorry.
That's all I got.
No, listen, vector and inertia, I'm all about it. But the reality is, Kang.
It was a ghost.
It was a ghost.
Yeah.
Force vector. It was a force vector.
Is that another name for ghost?
Force vector. Yeah. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.